Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Recorded live.
This show contains mature truth content. Listener discretion is advised. One pissed off Puerto Rican got tired of being bombarded by bullshit and lies, so he started a radio show determined to piss the world off. By shoving a mirror at their faces, he kicks them in the balls. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
Hey, what's up? Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show. I am your host, Louis B. For today, January 31st, 2009. Holy crap, tomorrow is February. 2009 is already flying. It is flying. Oh, goodness. And which means T-minus 5 months for something bad to happen, according to, Obama's vice president. So in 5 months. But thankfully, coming March 15th, The Obama Deception by Alex Jones, the movie is coming out. Coming to the Infowar is going to be fantastic. But enough talking about that. That's tomorrow. That's politics for tomorrow. Today's the Unsigned Rock Show. We're going to be playing some new music by this group called Willard's Way. Fantastic band. They're actually country. They're 9/11 truthers, and so far, kind of like it so far. So anyways, guys want to call in, here's the number.
Call the Crotch Shot Radio Show now at 724-444-7444. Call ID 23980.
All right, so we're just going to jump right onto it. This is Section 8 Cartel with Schizoid.
Love in your face.
Catching a Cartel with Schizoid, live on the Crotchot Radio Show. I'd like to thank everyone for listening. Check out that band at myspace.com/Section 8 Cartel. They are a fun band to watch, especially if you're in the mosh pit. I almost got annihilated like twice. I had to actually whoop this guy upside his head with my cane because he kept trying to knock me down. So at one point, I just upside his head. Enough said. That's how you earn the respect of a mosh pit. You just catch one idiot and knock him out. But anyways, yes, we got, if you guys want, also check out my friend's blog. It's techrazor.info. Just check him out. He's that John B. from Memphis. He has a fantastic show on. You know, if you're into into some techie stuff, if you're into, newest software that's for computers, for Vista, check him out, techrazor.info. And, yeah. We got Brian, a.k.a. Cool Guy. John B. from Memphis is on the line. Again, if you want to call in, feel free to call in. The phone lines are going insane. So, anyways, yeez. I said Ben. I did say Ben.
Oh, sorry.
Hey, Brian.
You did.
I did. I said, all right. Well, then I'm the curmudgeon. All right.
Yeah, it's okay. It's not a problem. It's okay. No problem, Louie. I just get a little confused when people say my name wrong.
And you're lucky I didn't call you a bitch.
Okay, dude.
My friend, bitch.
Not a problem. I will return in just a moment. Pardon me for a moment.
All right. Yeah. There goes Ben. He's off to the bathroom with a Victoria's Secret magazine and a fistful of. He's going to be shit playing dice. He's going to be shooting craps.
Yep.
So, John B.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm a doing.
What you think of Section 8 Cartel?
They're pretty cool.
They're a group of Latinos from Queens, actually.
Nice.
Last time I was at their Halloween show, and the bassist almost kicked the crap out of the lead singer.
Yeah.
it was like psychotic.
I'd say. Well, if I got your Talkcast badge on my blog, I don't really need to do the RSS thing anymore.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the link. That link I just put in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Right. Oh, that's cool. So, yeah, everybody, check out techrazor.info. While you're at it, if you're all for checking out blogs, check out crotchoutradio.com for some writings that we do. Me and several contributors. Also, you can feel free. You can find where we're at, because we have a Facebook page, MySpace. Did I just say MySpace?
MySpace book. There you go.
We have a Twitace. We also have Twitter and a YouTube channel now. We now have a YouTube. So feel free, check them out, subscribe. Also, for Crotchot Radio Show listeners, when you go to the crotchoutradioshow.com, you could take advantage of Blockbuster Total Access, 50% off your first month, exclusively for Crotchot Radio Show listeners. They have over 80,000 titles, free in-store exchanges, no late fees on online rental, and free shipping. Way better than Netflix, because Netflix, you probably got to wait 2 days. First day to send it, second day to wait for it to come to you, you know, what's on your list. With Blockbuster, you could go to any Blockbuster store, exchange it for the next DVD on your list. It's free in-store exchanges. It's fantastic. So, 50% off your first month for Crotch Shot Radio Show listeners. Go to CrotchShotRadio.com and click the links on the top right hand. Is that enough whoring myself?
Now make sure you click the link. Click the link.
Yeah. So we're going to keep going with the show. We're going to be premiering the new Willage Way, two songs we got from them at 7:30. But we're going to go with Sirens with March of War. Sirens with their song March of War. Check them out, myspace.com/sirens, S-Y-R-A-N-T. Fantastic band. We're going to keep going right now. We're going to play some more. Let's see what we got to play. Got here. This is Bread Fan from Canada with their song.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Long, tasty bitch.
got caught up after this day one. But now you're gone. Everything's on fire. The devil's calling you. But someone wants to view that truth. And I got to.
That was Bread Fan with their song, Tasty Bitch. Check them out, myspace.com/BreadFan. They also, actually, if you go on their website, they're actually running for, they're not running for any office, but they're in a contest right now, so go to their website and vote for them if you like them. Wow, I haven't played this band in a while. Yeah, this is, actually, I'm going to play this band right now. They're called The Hungry Tigers, and if I can find their song. let me see. Songs. Stand, let me see. I really gotta start relabor. Ooh wee! I think I lost their songs. Oh, cool. Holy crap! I don't have it. I do not have the Hungry Tigers. Holy crap, no wonder. It's like, I haven't played them in a while. All right, well, while I try to find them or re-download their music, hopefully I still am able to, this group is called Black Suit Youth with their song Dropout.
I'm so bored out of my mind. On this empty subway line, you know these are the darkest days. The dirty and the gritty. Hold on, I've been wasting all my precious time, waiting for my day to come, and I'm wasting. Apples until Sunday, waiting for the shadows to come. No, I've had no strange dreams. I was black in the dark, and I'm not a singing at a phone. It is dying.
Out radio show. John B, you're back on.
He was very ancient when he sat on that 12-inch stove.
Really?
Really?
News to me.
Where are you? Yeah, you. So can we go one day without going gay for each other? I mean, you know, we gotta be professional.
Yeah, I guess so.
I like this. It's nice.
It is. But, you know, but it's not proper pillow talk, John, when you just turn around.
I'm going to go take a pipe to that son of a bitch. I'm going to do that.
Okay, what's that supposed to mean? That's what I need to know right now. What do you mean you're going to take a pipe to me? Not good for business. I'm just saying, you know?
No, I guess not.
Oh, goodness. Hopefully I can convert these MP4s to MP3s. Work? No, it didn't. So, anyways, how's your day so far?
Besides rip pulling hair out, trying to get all this RSS and hosting crap figured out, it's been pretty good.
Ah, well, at least you got something going for yourself. Anyways, anybody else want to call in?
Call the Crotch Shop Radio Show now at 724-444-7444. Call ID 23980.
Hello, I'm Crotchout Radio's Louis B. With all these celebrities and normal citizens making videos on the internet pledging their loyalty to our new president, Barack Hussein Obama, I would like to make a pledge of my own. I pledge to watch
watch you like a hawk. I pledge to not trust everything you say. I pledge to scream from the top of the hills whenever you violate the Constitution. I pledge to educate my neighbors and friends to your continuation of the Bush policies. I pledge to expose you for who you really are, Mr. Barry Sotouro. I pledge to expose the fact that you're not an American. I make these pledges for a better America and just America. I do not speak for the world. I speak for me. I speak for the United States of America. This has been a message from the Garage Shop Radio Show.
In your face!
Got a problem with that?
Nope.
In your face.
Alright. Oh, man. Alright. Looks like I'm going to only be able to play one Hungry Tiger song. Because the rest are... Actually, let me see if I... No. Tigers. Ah, here it is. Yeah, this is the Hungry Tigers with Life on a String, and holy crap, it's... Fuck. Damn it. It looks like I'm not going to be able to play it either. Huh. What plays MP4? Okay, Winamp. Let's see how this comes out. Alrighty, yeah. Alright, well, this is how I'm going to do it. I'm going to have to play it off of Winamp, off my sound card, so... Boy. This is... Oh, crap. All right. This is the Hungry Tigers with Life on a String.
Deep in a dream, hanging on every wall that's given freely. And it's no surprise that my life's on a string. Rumor it looms, underachieving, saturated scheming. The camera.
Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
That was the Hungry Tigers with their song "Life on a String." I need to go back to Mike. The Hungry Tigers with "Life on a String." Check them out on their website, www.hungrytigersband.com. Gonna keep playing some more of their music. It's 7:30. It is time to for me to premiere Willard's Way on the Crotch Shop Radio Show. Oh, damn. This is I Tried by Willard's Way.
I can't figure you out.
That was Willard's Way with I Tried, live on the Crowd Shot Radio Show. Check them out, myspace.com/Willard's Way 1. Next song from Willard's Way is Like I Never Loved You. Next, right now, Crowd Shot Radio Show.
Never understand the stone in that man when I let him take you away. We just even through and that I was done with you and I wished you a happy birthday. So I guess I should thank you and him. And I guess I should thank you again. Cause I got a new girl and I love her life. I never loved you. I can't explain who I'm getting. And I never have been you. But the truth is, thank you.
That was Village Way with Like I Never Loved You. First country band on the Crowd Shot Radio Show. Never thought I would ever play country, much less like it. Yes, the fantastic sound. Fantastic. I actually enjoyed that. Yeah. So, yeah, check them out. MySpace.com/Willard's Way 1. Going to go take a quick break. You know, for some station identification. You're listening to the Crouch Out Radio Show, heard live on TalkShoe.com. Also, check out our website, which is CrouchOutRadio.com. And if you are downloading this, we are on many, many podcasting podcast directories, like Blueberry without the E. And we're on Feedburner, and we're also on Technorati. So feel free to subscribe. In fact, I think you could get a vast more of a selection on how to subscribe if you go through our Feedburner, and you can just find the link to our Feedburners or any other which you would like to subscribe. Just go to crowdshotradio.com again as well. Anyways, this is Louis B., Crowdshot Radio Show, spreading across the world. God help me. And you.
Are you fed up with all the BS in the world? The time for correctness is over. It's time to kick the issues in the balls. Listen to the Crowdshot Radio Show. Hosted by Louis B. Live on Saturdays and Sundays at 7 p.m. Only on CrowdShotRadioShow.com. This isn't your father's Jupiter show. Listen live if you have the balls. The revolution starts now. Our republic is in danger. Our rights are being taken away. Do you have a feeling that there's something going wrong? You instinctively know when the news is lying. Have a huge abundance of common sense? Then it's your duty to get involved and educate others and mobilize. We Are Change is a citizens-based grassroots peace and social justice movement working to reveal the truth behind the events of September 11th, as well as the lies of the government and corporate elite who remain suspect in this crime. We Are Change also aids the sick and dying first responders through fundraising and social outreach programs in order to promote awareness of those who suffer from physical, emotional, and psychological traumas they received in the aftermath of 9/11. We Are Change also seeks an uncompromising and independent investigation into the crimes of 9/11, with subpoena power granted to obtain a long overdue resolution for the survivors and families of the deceased. We reject the official explanation of the events leading up to, during, and after the attacks of September 11th, 2001. As well as fear-based politics and state-mandated propaganda being disseminated by the corporate media, which has facilitated the cover-up of 9/11. We have many chapters across the country, and now even a Spanish-language organization. Go to WeAreChange.org to find a chapter that's right for you. We Are Change is a peaceful organization that does not discriminate in any way. We are a tolerance of all, regardless of racial, religious, ethnic, or sexual orientation. Join us now. That's WeAreChange.org.
And we're back. Welcome back to the Crowd Shot Radio Show. We got Alander from Alander Talent Agency. He's calling from South California. Did I get that right?
Yes, Glendale, California. Yeah.
Glendale.
Yeah, south, you know, still.
Yes. So, yeah, how close to LA are you?
15-20 minutes.
Not bad.
Yeah,
not bad.
Not at all.
Yeah. So, yes,
step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family,
cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You're calling because you want to hear some of this talent I got here, obviously.
Yeah. You know, last time I heard quite a few talent. I've been real busy, you know, working with some projects that's going to make some big things happen. J.R. Felony, Lil Wayne, you know, Nico Star, a couple of other rock bands, stuff like that. So I got a lot of things on my plate, doing marketing for Universal Records. That's one of my biggest investments right there. So I'm just trying to.
How's business in this economy, though? Are people still buying CDs and shit?
Not really. You know, most people, you know, I inform most artists about publishing and merchandise deals because that's where most of your money gonna come from. And it's been quite a while from CD sales and stuff like that. And, you know, CD, people, music professionals really haven't made money from CD sales. You know, going platinum is like one of the hardest things to do when, you know, it's only a few selected people that, you know, go platinum. So, and they really don't make money off CD sales. You know, as soon as you get established in the music business, you know, you somewhat come to, you know, that it's not about the rapping, it's not about the singing, it's not about the rocking out. It's about your business transactions and, you know, how you make business transactions, because that's where your money going to come from. So,
right. So, yeah. so you're saying people they're not making money off the CDs. They're making money off of other merchandise or touring.
Yes.
Is that so? I mean, they get paid from touring.
They get paid from touring. Sometimes they got the 360 deal now, so that's kind of interfering with a lot of the concert money. So.
What deal?
360.
What's that?
360 deal is a deal that, you know, it's been out for a little bit, but it's simply a deal where the artists have to, you know, instead of, you know, keeping all their money, it's 360. The record label takes a percentage from each source of payment. You see what I'm saying? So.
Oh, so yeah, so they take their cut no matter where they get the money from.
Merchandise, publishing, recording, you know, anywhere from, you know, concert, because the artists get paid from four sources of payment, and those are the four sources. So they take a percentage out of each one of those sources of payment and go from there. You know what I'm saying? So
I mean, my question is, why should an artist want to deal with a record industry with technology the way it is? They can pretty much do it on their own, and perhaps, back in the day, you got people like Snoop Dogg or what's this other guy, MC Hammer, before he, you know, started paying off everybody, went broke, selling shit off the trunk of his car and doing it himself. In fact, there's this guy that still does that. He's a rapper, very famous, especially in the 9/11 Truth movement, and his name is Immortal Technique.
I know who that is.
You know, he makes a lot of money. So I mean, even he actually told the record industry to, you know, to shove it pretty much, because he wasn't gonna make the money that he was already making now, just doing it on his own. So what's the benefits? In fact, why should a artist sign with you, if they have to give up half their dough in the first place?
The thing is, if the artist don't know, you know, the different channels or different avenues that they have without and the different ways they can make money without signing to a record label. Because most of the time, it's the money issue, you know. Because if an artist had money, obviously he wouldn't need a record label. The thing is, when people don't sign with record labels, and if they know the different avenues like publishing, merchandise, and you know all the things they can get on their own, that's you know that's available to them. But you know, at this time, a lot of artists they don't know that. You know what I'm saying? So basically, the thing is, when you do it on your own, you get more of your money. When a record label does it, then they benefit from it. The artist doesn't benefit from it. You know, it's really, to me, it's really no good record deal. It's not really a good record deal out there. You know, it's good ones, but it's not one that I'll consider good. You know, they all have clauses. They all have time constraints. They all have, you know, limited creativity. So, you know, what a record label really is doing is like, they put the money behind the product, and the more money behind it, the better, you know, the better the promotions, the better the marketing, because people go out to charge you for it, so, you know, and radio stations don't play everybody's music, so, you know, it's a house, so regardless, it's going to be hard, regardless of getting signed or not being signed, because when you get signed now, you're going to do the same thing you had to do when you wasn't signed, like street promoting, you know, doing some stuff by yourself, even though you're going to have a team of people behind you, but you're still going to do things by yourself, you know, so it's different. As well, I said, like working with Father MC and J.L. Felony and Luke Wayne on this album that J.L. Felony is doing, I'm learning a whole lot more about the recording process and how artists get paid and, the struggles artists go through, because the global economy is affecting the record labels, because the record labels are suffering. Every last one of them are suffering right now. So that's why, now, this is the first quarter, and this is the best time to get signed, if you is trying to get signed. The simple reason behind that is because this is when the record labels have money, you know what I'm saying? So this is the best time, so.
Right. So, but you think the record industry is going to be signing less artists because of the economy the way it is, even though they do have money for this first quarter, as you said?
No, what they're gonna do is gonna just be it's gonna be more, a lot stricter. It's gonna be a lot harder to get signed. So that's about it. It's not gonna be where they just, because if they don't sign anybody, then obviously they're gonna lose anyways. You know what I'm saying? So it'll be kind of hard for them not to. But
go ahead. Sorry.
I was gonna say Universal Records. Been one of the biggest record labels out there, other than Sony and Columbia, you know. So what happens between that is, like, if Columbia goes out of business, like, for not, you know, having, you know, they have a roster, you know what I'm saying? They just can't go overboard and just be signing artists all out there, you know. They got specific sounds that they listen for, you know. So every artist, obviously, is not going to get signed anyways, you know, because everybody don't, you know, they have a sound in their head already while they even listen to your music. So if that sound don't come to them that you playing, that they've been listening for all week, month, year long, then it really won't do no good anyways, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just, you know, it's just that's what it is.
All right. Actually, this is something I've been having on my mind lately. It really seems like there's no really original hip hop coming out these days. I mean, that seems to make it to the mainstream. I should be more specific.
Well, that's true. I just got on the phone with an artist, and I was talking to him about that. There's no original music. There's no music that, you know, everybody is sounding alike. There's a few artists out here that's original, but, you know, some of them artists is just not, you know, fit, you know, production-wise. And, you know, so that production is to me, is kind of the more important part of the music business. You know, I can care less about, you know, how if you're an excellent singer, because you don't have to be that much great of a singer, you know, so... I mean, the equipment that's out now, I mean, you really don't have to really just be, you know, doing everything. You know, everything is already pretty much fixed for you, so.
So what's the point in even having artists if you could just program a computer program to just sing, and you know there's hologram technology now. You could just have a CGI sing, a pop star, and make 100% profit and not pay. You know.
The thing is that the physical visual, you know, effects of a person, you know, that's, you won't get the physical visual. You won't get, you know, like touch, feel, talk to, you know, that type of point. And that's the only reason, like a record label is in a certain instance, in a certain form, may get an artist, you know, it's better because, and if it got everything like that, then it wouldn't be a record label. It wouldn't be no need for a record label, you know, they wouldn't need A&R, so.
So you mean to tell me the music industry is has a bunch of Milli Vanillis running around, lip syncing?
Okay.
No, I mean, you mean to tell me that the record industry, the music industry as a whole, has a bunch of people lip syncing?
Not really. But they got a lot of people, you know, that, you know, the auto tune thing, and you know that's what's in style. It, you know, a lot of artists is using that, but it you know, it, to a certain extent, it's basically, you know, computerized. So I wouldn't say that, you know, there will be a lot of little Willy Millies running around here, but
I mean, yeah. I don't know. There's some, I mean, I'm at the belief that there's something to be said about certain imperfections. They add to the song if it sounds like way too polished. It's you know, like when you hear a drum being played or a guitar being played, that twang after it's touched, you know, it adds to the music, you know, it adds to the song. You know, if the singer's voice is like little naturally rough because he's been like singing it raw, that adds to it. You know, I don't know. I'm a big fan of the human aspect of music, the talent wise. I mean, is which is why I really don't listen to hip hop. Especially, I mean, I just find it weird that shit like Soulja Boy or what's that big hit that's out now? Let it Rock. Now that Let It Rock, Let It, you know, that song.
Yeah.
You know, it's just what? It's ridiculous. It's hip hop used to have a message to it. There used to be a certain message to it. Like NWO, they used to have like a message about what's going on in their hood. You don't get that anymore. Gangsta rap is just about I shot him in the head. All right. And why? Because he had my money. Oh, okay, so you're just a fucking criminal, and you're celebrating the fact that you're a criminal, and you want me to buy your fucking $20 CD because you shot some dude in the head because he was holding on to your 50 cents in his pocket. I'm gonna go right there, take out $20 at the ATM, and run to the record shop and buy it. Yeah. Thing is with Lil Wayne, I don't see why he's big. But then again, that is my preference. I need something with a message to it, with something that's real, not something that's talking about how rich they are, or you know, how many bitches they could get, or how many niggas they shot. I know I'm probably overgeneralizing the whole hip hop game, but judging like old school how it used to sound, man, it's, you know, hip hop was like basically rap you could dance to, but it also made you think. This shit is just mindless now.
Okay. While I'm on this radio interview,
right,
people listening, I'm gonna say this: the hip hop has, you know, it has failed from a, you know, certain extent. But the reason it's failed because, you know, more of the older people don't, you know, and, you know, kind of they don't listen to, it's more the younger people that's influencing people now. So they are more like the role models now, and that's why, you know, how young people, they follow each other. So Also, it's just phony. So, you know what I'm saying? What they see another person do, they do. So, and the whole reason behind that is they see one person making money behind it, and so they come along and say, hey, that person's making money behind it. Why can't I? You know what I'm saying? So.
Hey.
Yeah, but.
I mean, it happens, but
I don't like it. But.
I understand you got to do what you got to do. If it sells, of course you're gonna sign the dude, no matter how bad he sucks. You know, you gotta sign him so that way you can make your rent. I understand that completely. I mean, I'm not saying you're adding to the problem. It's just that, you know, it's the way that America is nowadays. I actually heard that Obama soundtrack, which to have a soundtrack to a politician is the most fucking retarded thing. You know, it's like, again.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Politics is one thing, but they're supposed to have a message, but they're basically just singing praises to this guy. And, you know, last time, the only man that I remember off the top of my head that you should be, not so much worshiping, but, you know, giving props to is Jesus Christ. And
yep.
this guy is nowhere near Jesus Christ. He is not God. He is not a God. It's funny. It's just basically a jerk off session with that one. It's again, there's no real creativity anymore when it comes to any of this.
Well,
it's just ridiculous.
Now the Lil Wayne situation is, you know, he was, you know, he signed with Cash Money, but Cash Money is now under Universal Motel, so. They gave him more leisure, or he was, or more, call it, more creativity. And you know, he's bringing the record label's money. That's the way the record label is looking at it. You know, it's everybody at the record label don't agree with it because you know, it's Universal Motown is over 4,000 employees, and so the thing is, when you got two or three people that you know that's really made a name in that record label, then wherever they say goes, you know. And then, you know, it's just like when an artist gets signed, they got less creativity than if they was established. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it happens. And then, you know, when an artist, this is how artists feel. Once I get in here and I make an established name for myself, I can give the people what they want or what they don't want, and it wouldn't even matter to me. You know what I'm saying? So that's how they think. You know, I don't think like that, but that's how they think. You know, I talk to artists 24/7. You know, about not changing your attitude. If you come in the way you got signed, you stay that way. You know, if you rapping about, you know, some real stuff, concepts and meaning to it, you keep it like that. Don't rap about nothing that you know it's not going to benefit nobody. You know, I tell people, but no, if you don't do music that's going to really touch someone and you know, not in a negative way, but in a positive way. So. But, you know, people got their own
preference. Look, when you listen to, like, the old school stuff like OPP, you know, or, you know, NWO or, you know, hell, Tupac and Biggie, man. I mean, I respect the hell out of them. They actually had a message. What happened to that? What happened to that? Yeah, they got what? They're afraid that if they start talking about some real shit, I mean, even though I do have a... I mean, not that I believe, but I do have a suspicion that Tupac's death was a political assassination. But that's between me and you. I don't have any proof. It's just a thought because you know, he was coming out with some stuff.
Yeah. I don't know, but if I came over to something like that, then that would be a good answer. But I don't know. So he was, they didn't want him to let too much stuff out, you know. And he's the type of person that was honest, truthful. He rapped about things that was happening and was going on, future, past, present, and you know, people just, you know, some people don't want to get out, and they know it's about to come, and they just, you know, they have to get rid of that source, or they don't have to, but they get rid of that source, and that's kind of like an assumption in the water I thought would happen.
I mean, my question is, if like the artists nowadays weren't such followers, and that actually thought for themselves. I mean, because a lot of the conscious rappers don't support Obama. They don't. They know what he is. Who he stands for, and it's not for the people. It's for the corporations. I mean, if there were more independent thinking artists out there, I really think that this election would have went a lot differently. You know, instead of everyone focusing on color, they should have been focusing on the content of character and really done their research. Like Dr. King said, you know, by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin. There was a reason why he said that. Because there are wolves in sheep's clothing out there.
Yep. You know what? I'll say this. If you're an independent artist and you're seriously trying to make it, and you know you got different, you know, it's publishing deals out here, it's merchandise deals out here. You get to try those. They out there, you know what I'm saying? And you got to take advantage of them. You know what I'm saying? I tell artists like this all the time. If you're looking for something at this music business, I'll always go to, you know. It's public. Go to the publishing companies. Get your music in film, games, something like, you know, something that, you know, you can get a good amount of money from, and not, you know, and see residuals from it. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like with publishing deals. It only take out 50. It's a 50-50 thing. You know, that's a standard publishing deal with any publishing company. And then, you know, with a record deal, you don't get not even 10 cents for your CD, and that's if it sells.
Damn.
So,
how do these guys afford these mansions that they show in cribs?
Well, you got the record label. They got to have some type of, you know, perception into them, you know, in order to bring attention to them. That's how artists. That's the reason you see why artists want a record deal. And when it all comes down to it, it's about money. You know what I'm saying? It's about. Sometimes it's about career, but the deep part is money. So, and the reason they can afford that is the record label give that. They give them advances. They give them that. But they have to pay it back. So the record label, that's why the record label have trust into the artist. They're going to know if they can really, really, really invest in this artist. If the artist prove that, then most likely they give them an advancement. But it's different. This is politician, it's politics, and it's business. So, it's, you know what I'm saying. If you got to be a person that ought to talk, then you're pretty much you're on your way. You know what I'm saying? So, it's different. You know, a lot of people ask me, how do you know if a contract is good? How do you know how can you get a record deal? What's the whole process? It's not even a process. There's a million and one ways to get a record deal. But the when it all boils down to it, you have to know somebody. And you don't want to have a record deal because people giving out any record deals. You know, this is a record label. They sign an artist. Do you think they're gonna let the deal benefit the artist more than it benefits them? No. The simple reason being is, you know, once the record label signs the artist, he give him or her an advancement, and then they don't know how much or how the sales are going to be. They don't know that, so they just, you know, that's why they have trust. They don't know how the sales are going to be. So when the artist get out there and get their music out there to the record label's hand, what happens is the record label will say, okay, we're gonna put $150,000 behind your promotion and marketing. Hey, what goes, and then if everything goes well from here, we'll keep going. But if things don't go here well, then, you know, we're going to, you know, probably, if you're good enough, we'll probably put some more money behind you, and, you know, you have to pay us back, you know, once you get your, you know, your royalty check. So.
Anyways, before I start playing some artists, would you like to promote anything you like put out there?
Yeah, I'd like to promote this. Right now I'm working on a song. Y'all can request the song. It's Jail Felony. This man is, he's not, none of the hip hop is out now. He's a very, you know, very respectful hip hop person. He was in the business in 1994. Incident. He got signed by Jam Master Jay, and he got a song called Block Party. And he just wanted everybody to call in and request that song on a radio station, Block Party. It's out there. You know, just call in and request it. And like I said, y'all can visit my website. You know, I know Lil B got that. And you can, give me a, you know, call my office. We're looking for artists. We're looking for all genres at Universal. So we're looking for every, you know, you got a photo, pictures, you know. You know, I mean, 18 to 24, you know, male or female. Short, dark, light. Can't be heavy set, though. And I'm just kidding. But, you know, we just try to get the stuff done, you know. We're looking for artists. We're looking for people with the full package. If you don't have a full package, there's no need to, you know, no need to talk or reply, call, or email. Just, you know, full package means, you know, you got an EPK, you got your music all mixed and mastered, you know, you got your stuff registered, copywritten, it's the full package. We don't have time to, you know, do all that, so that will be done once you get signed, but right now it's a rush. The music business is suffering, record labels are suffering. It's the stuff we have to have right then and there, on the spot. So the more packaged you are as an artist, the better you get signed. So.
All right. Well, with that being said, I am going to play for you this group called, they're from Ohio. They actually got an African-American lead singer. Group's called My Beloved Tragedy. This is their song from their Say Goodbye album, which you could exclusively download from iTunes, with their song Sanctuary.
Okay.
This foot in four leaf clover. My luck's left me in deep parting. Circle the sand, my prayer started. But who are you coming to my sanctuary? Speaking of this love, it is so arbitrary. Do you think that you can own me? Do you think I give in so easily? Come into this fire with all your thoughts of loving me. And if you can stand the flames, I'll show you all the monsters in my dreams. Do you still want me now? Do you still want me now? You're looking at me. Am I the only man that you want to see? Will you love me? Will the calm of the breeze? Or whether it's all solely just you and me? Now, please hold me tightly, hold me gently. Rain is falling, darkness ending. Recite to me words of magic. My ending's not so tragic. But will you stand the time it takes till this is finished? Will you hold me upright when my strength is diminished? Do you think that you can
for me. Do you think I give in so easily? Coming through this fire with all your talk of loving me. And if you can stand the flames, I'll show you all the monsters in my dream. Do you still want me now? Do you still want me now?
That was My Beloved Tragedy from their Say Goodbye album with their song Sanctuary. Check them out, myspace.com/WeAreMBT. That's the word R, not the letter R, with the letters MBT for My Beloved Tragedy. So to remember it is We Are My Beloved Tragedy. You could download their whole album, the Say Goodbye album, from iTunes. So, feel free. So, Alander.
What's good?
What'd you think of that?
I like that. I like the vocals, man. That's the production is good. I like that. To be honest, I listened to it, and I said, yeah, I can see this on the radio. Now, other than, you know, being on Crosshot, I could see this actually, you know, this it's like, you know, one of those type of songs where, you know, everybody gets, you know, in the club and, you know, get crunk. So I like that. Then it slowed down at the end. I like that. What's the name of that group again?
My Beloved Tragedy.
Okay.
You can find all the links to the bands that I play on the show on crotchoutradio.com, and you just scroll down to Kick-Ass Bands.
How long? You know how long they've been, you know, been in doing the music thing?
I do not know how long they've been doing it. They seem to have been together for a while, though.
Okay. Where are they located?
Ohio.
Ohio. I got an artist that I work with in Ohio. Okay.
Okay. So, again, yeah. Actually, this is, Actually, this is a new group that another new group that we just started playing. See if I can try to find it for you. That being said, let me put on some filler music while I look. Hello, I'm Crotchot Radio's Louis B. With all these celebrities and normal citizens making videos on the internet, pledging their loyalty to our new president, Barack Hussein Obama, I would like to make a pledge of my own. I pledge to watch you like a hawk. I pledge to not trust everything you say. I pledge to scream from the top of the hills whenever you violate the Constitution. I pledge to educate my neighbors and friends to your continuation of the Bush policies. I pledge to expose you for who you really are, Mr. Barry Sotoro. I pledge to expose the fact that you're not an American. I make these pledges for a better America and just America. I do not speak for the world. I speak for me. I speak for the United States of America. This has been a message from the Crotchot Radio Show. All right, we're back. I found it. This group is called Reality Addiction. Oh, crap. Did I put there? I did not put that damn link there. Ooh, catch up. Reality Addiction. They're from, actually, they're a Jersey band. They already have, like, a huge-ass following as well. So, I'm on their MySpace page right now. That's myspace.com/realityaddiction. They have 13,253 friends.
Man.
In fact, they already have this group is so popular that they have their own street team already. So with that being said, this is People Die Building Bridges from Reality Addiction, live on the Crotchot Radio Show.
Okay. Yeah.
Reality Addiction with People Die Building Bridges. Check them out, myspace.com/realityaddiction. So we got John B. back on the line. We also got Alander, who's a talent scout, talking about music. So Alander, what you think of that group?
I feel that. That's reality. They got the right name. I imagine that every song they got is, you know, based on reality. You know, you understand, you know, they got, and that's what, I know what you mean by concept. That's concept. That's what I'm talking about right there. You know, it touches people. I said, I listened. I got stuck on it. You asked the question. I was stuck. I was still listening to the song and it stopped playing. So I liked it.
Right.
How far, what are you at in their career? What's going on?
Well, I mean, judging by their, MySpace page, they have gigs set up, you know, February 11th, February 25th, March 14th, March 29th. They have a shitload of fans. They have their own street team that's actually run by a fan, not by the band, by a fan. They sell their CDs from cdbaby.com. That's where you could get it. They looks like they got like 6,510 comments and growing on their MySpace page. So you know, I'm saying, you know, sign them.
Yeah, man, that's doing good. I like that. They're doing the street promoting, they're doing everything. So they're in the running, huh? They on their way up to the top.
Yeah, not to mean, so far they have 125,957 views on their MySpace page.
Are you the only radio that's playing the music, or are they, no?
I don't think so. I mean, if I am, then I'm honored.
Yeah, because they gonna bring the ratings up right there. I like that. How many people was in that group? Was it a group or?
Yeah, it's a group. They got four guys. Well, five guys. They got vocals and guitar. We got someone that's on drums. We got lead guitar. We got bass and the keyboards and piano.
Okay. Everybody, I mean, it's talent. I mean, because you know, everybody, every song that you play is original. And then the thing about it being original, it's good production, because you can be original and not have good production, and that's bad, you know.
Right. Oh, in fact, they already got a manager, manager Jonathan. No, that he's Spanish. That has to be Spanish, Jonathan, with a Y.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's on their website, and I mean on their MySpace. So it's myspace.com/realityaddiction. I actually want to play this also new band. This is actually a first for the Crowd Shot Radio Show. This is a, I'm going to play them again because they're new. This is Willard's Way. They're,
okay.
myspace.com/Willard's Way 1. They're from, oh goodness, where are they from? I got, they're new, so, let's see. Let me go on their Facebook. It's Willard's Way 1. They're a rock and country. They're from Vermont. You know, this is a first, but they sound pretty good. So again, this is I Tried. Well, actually, let's go with the shorter one. Like I Never Loved You.
Okay.
Oh,
Live in the Cry Child Radio Show. Check them out. MySpace.com/WillardsWay1. Yeah, we got John B. He says it's pretty cool. So, what do you think?
I think it's amazing. It's what it is. You know what I'm saying? It's amazing. The production is there. I mean, I basically listen for production and, you know, vocals and lyrics and what the concept. If that's there, then it's there. And you know, when they hear from me saying the production is good, then they take that. That's some hell of a compliment, because I you know, everybody knows me as the mean manager or the mean, you know, A&R consultant or, you know, Mark. Yeah, so I got a real strict, you know, music is my strict in life. So I love it. So. It has to be good, so.
Okay. Alrighty then. Again, this is a group that really one of my favorites, one of my old time favorites playing here, and I had the pleasure of seeing them live. Groups called Section 8 Cartel. I think I played these guys for you in the past. This song is called Faded.
Okay. Definitely want to listen to that. We'll be right back.
hands off of my neck. I'll try, but I don't know how. I wish that it was over now. She wanted more, and I said no. There's just too much to do. I know that what we did was wrong.
Section 8 Cartel with their song Faded on the Crowd Shot Radio Show. Check them out, myspace.com/Section 8 Cartel. Oh man, so what do you think of Section 8 Cartel? You there?
I'm here. They have a certain thing about them that it just, you know, the music is good. I just couldn't feel it, you know. So I don't know. It's different, but I couldn't feel it.
I mean, you know, they also have a following as well, so.
Okay.
So how
long have they, been in the doing the business thing?
Pretty much for, I think, I want to say the most 10 years because they grew up with each other, so.
Okay.
But, had them on before. when I was on the other network. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Let me play this metal group. They're called Sirens. This song is called War Inside.
Oh, okay.
Check them out, myspace.com/sirens, S-Y-R-A-N-G. So, yeah, what do you think of that? What do you think of that metal band from Michigan?
They pretty metal. I like that. They had a lot of energy. The energy was there. With metal, you don't have to pretty much worry about the production. It's gonna always be what it is. It's not too much original. You can be with metal. Metal is there already. Matter of fact, that's straight club music like that. So I can see a lot of people going wild and crazy.
John B, as our resident expert on all things metal, what do you think of Sirens?
It wasn't bad. Not a little bit slower than what I usually listen to, but I mean, it was really, for what it was, it was really good.
Okay. Well, there you go. Got 15 minutes left to the show. Let's play the Hungry Tigers with Cannibal on the Crouch Out Radio Show.
I took some time, got me feeling like a statement in a suit. Needing fresh ideas to cure my attitude. It got to be some time, coming right through flush recovery wounds. Like kinetics, I try hard to swing a review.
Cannibal. Check them out at www.thehungrytigersband.com.
Yeah, hey, Louie.
Yes.
To get that file that I was MP3 I was talking about from PodSafe Music Network, you got to log into your account and then go to that link again and then add the file to your playlist. And then you click My Podcast Page. And then you'll see the My Playlist button. You click that, and then there's the download link.
Oh.
So it's a little bit convoluted, but.
Okay. So, all right. So, anyways, Atlanta, am I saying your name right?
You said it right.
Oh, okay. So what do you think of the Hungry Tigers?
I think they need to be a little bit more hungry. In that sense, I'm saying that they're there, but they're not there. You know what I'm saying? It's me just listening to it from my ears and the sound that, you know, that I'm expecting. I didn't get that sound, so I'm, you know, I'll go with that. I'll leave it at that. They weren't bad at all, though, but, you know, a little bit more work, yeah, they'd be up there. And my advice to them is keep working. You know, success is right there at the door, so.
All right, then. So, can't wait for them to come up with some new music. Need to email them, actually, and find out who really is, yo. Again, you want to, Landy, you want to go ahead and promote again while you're here?
Well, I'm going to promote this. Father MC, I don't know if everybody knows Father MC. He's looking to produce all genres of artists from hip-hop to all the way to metal to country to rock. He was a hip-hop icon in the 90s, and now he's had a production deal with Universal, and he's pretty much in the big lead. So he's really taking artists into Universal, and in the past 2 months, he's got three artists and record deal, you know, that they wanted, and not, you know, something that the record label was just giving. So he wanted, you know, everybody to go to his website. It's www.fathermc.com or, you know, www.fanbody.com. That's FANBODY, FanBody, www.fanbody.com. I just want me to let everybody know that. So.
Okay, so fanbody.com.
Yes.
Yo, John, I don't think I could play this because they're already signed.
If it's on the PodSafe Music Network, you can play it. That's what it's there for.
Right. Yeah, no, but the thing is, they're already a signed band. That's the thing.
Oh. Oh, yeah, unsigned. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. I mean, I'll play it on any other show, but, you know.
Okay. Yeah, of course, no problem, dude.
Right. Actually, I have a way to get around the, because I know the sound is going to suck. I don't know what's going on with TalkShoe, but I just realized I record the show with VMotion automatically. So hopefully the quality will be a lot better with that, because I'll just replace the recording with the one I have with promotion. Because I'm tired. Because when I first started using TalkShoe, the sound was fantastic. I don't know what happened. You know, I'm listening to the podcast, and I'm like, wow, this is bad. So, anyways, yeah. There we go. With that being said, moving on. We got let's see what we got. Oh, we got 8 minutes to go. And wow, we're running out of show real fast. Let's see, something I haven't played. This is Farther From Resolution with their song Smokescreen on the Crowd Shop Radio Show.
Okay. Thank you.
Farther From Resolution with their song Smokescreen. Check them out, myspace.com/farther from resolution. So, yeah, Lander, what you think?
I like the instruments. I went too far to the songs. Didn't grab my attention like I, you know, like it should have. But you know, Just to say, from the safe side, they need, a lot and a little more work in certain areas. I ain't going to, just get them over on the, air. But me, from, just listening to the song, if I was going to, do an interview or a meeting, a couple of things I told them work on is, just being a little bit more up-tempo. What the whole thing with productions now is like with independent artists, you can always tell the difference between a signed artist and independent artist sometimes, and well, most cases, because of the production, the producers and everything that works with it. So, and sometimes, the artists that get signed run into producers that, work with heavy-hitting artists, and they kind of get their production off the ground. Because sometimes your production will make your vocals sound bad when your vocals don't sound bad. So, and it, vice versa. So, all that stuff is, all those are very, important factors when it comes to, when your music getting played on the radio and getting record deals, publishing deals, all that. Everything has to be, up-tempo and clear and, I'm not saying it wasn't clear, but,
Oh, that sound signals that we are down to our last 30 seconds to the show. I'd like to thank Alander for coming in. Alander, please quickly give your website.
It's www.alandermusiccompany.com. That's with one C. It's musiccompany.com.
Alander Music Company with 1C.com. Thanks to thank everyone for listening to the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Check us out tomorrow at 7 p.m. where we're going to be talking about have the banksters taken over the United States. I've been your host, Louis B., saying, fuck your mush. Hello, I'm Crotch Shot Radio's Louis B. With all these celebrities and normal citizens making videos on the internet, pledging their loyalty to our new president, Barack Hussein Obama, I would like to make a pledge of my own. I pledge to watch you like a hawk. I pledge to not trust everything you say. I pledge to scream from the top of the hills whenever you violate the Constitution. I pledge to educate my neighbors and friends to your continuation of the Bush policies. I pledge to expose you for who you really are, Mr. Barry Sotoro. I pledge to expose the fact that you're not an American. I make these pledges for a better America and just America. I do not speak for the world. I speak for me. I speak for the United States of America. This has been a message from the Garage Shot Radio Show. Are you fed up with all the BS in the world? The time for correctness is over. It's time to kick the issues in the balls. Listen to the Garage Shot Radio Show, hosted by Louis B., live on Saturdays and Sundays at 7 p.m., only on CrotchShotRadioShow.com. This isn't your father's stupid show. Listen live if you have the balls. The revolution starts now.